وهي عند جناب المشاعي ودفات السلح هيا ميدي خارج بخارجهم ميدي شعباج بشعبتها يروك وبرطور السعطوات الصناعي عمر عشان ويعطل شنويني has a comment on that process that if you're speaking about loss of lover what's going to be after the Golus will be over but Yalkut Shimoni has a comment that Bnei Yisrael all the years of the Golus are crying out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and davening that we wish he would give us back the Beis HaMikdash and give us back the opportunity to be Ola Regal on Pesach Shavuot Sukkos to visit the Beis HaMikdash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises he's going to make good that since we were yearning to fulfill the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel all these years, every year we miss that Aliyah L'Regel three times a year, so he's going to make Tashlumen. So what's the goal of Aliyah? Midei Chodesh B'Chodshoi, Midei Shabbat B'Shabbaton. Not only on Shabbat, Shabbat means Yom Tov. That's how the Magen Avraham writes in his commentary on this Yalkut Shemoni. Just parenthetically, the Magen Avraham has a running commentary on the whole Yalkut Shemoni. In the old editions that they used to print in Europe, they have it printed on the bottom of the page. Now they save money, so they just print the Yalkut Shemoni without the Pirush and Magen Avraham. So on this closing Yalkut Shemoni, on another Yeshaya, he writes that that's apparently the way the Medrash understood. And Midei Shabbat, the Shabbatah, is referring to the Yalim Tezim, like it says in Machat HaShabbat. And it doesn't mean Yisrael chanting Tzvir, Machat HaShabbat doesn't mean chanting Tzvir always on a Sunday. That's how the speaking list is understood. The tradition of the Chachamim was that Machat HaShabbat means Machat HaYantus. That the Yalim Tezim are referred to as Shabbat HaShem. So the passage says not only will we be Yavu Kavot and Shabbat HaSana, not only will everybody be Ola Regel on the Shabbat HaGolim, on Pesach Shavutukim, even on Rosh HaChadoshim will be Ola Regel to make good for all of the missing Aliyah L'Regel that we didn't have during the years of the Golus. That's the comment that the Yalkut Shemoni has on this topic. The only question is, what do you mean? The Rambam has one of the Yud Gimel Yisrael HaMun, which is Zeret HaTar Lo Sihim Mokhlepes, Lo Sihim Tarachet, Meis HaBeri, Yiz Roshma, the mitzvahs will not change. It's not going to be Lost Yid Lobet, there's going to be Aliyah L'Regel on Rosh HaChadoshim. If there's no such mitzvah now, why is it going to change Lost Yid Lobet? The Rambam writes, the only mitzvah that's going to change Lost Yid Lobet is the Hori Niklos. Says in the Chumash, there are 6 Ari Miklos, and Rosh Hashanah is going to be 9 Ari Miklos. Another 3, we don't understand what is going to be such a need for another 3 Ari Miklos. There's going to be murderers, more people killing Rosh Hashanah. We don't understand, but that's what the Pashuk says. So you add on, when you have more Eretz Yisrael, even if you're not going to use Ari Miklos, you have to add on another 3 Ari Miklos, and we'll take all the Kenyan community for money. But the other mitzvahs are not going to change, so what's shot that Rosh Hashanah, there's going to be Aliyah L'Regel on Rosh Hashanah? But perhaps the pshat is that it's not only Lost Yilava, it means that Lost Yilava will all seize the opportunity to make good, to make tashlumen for all of those Aliyah L'Regel that we missed. Maybe even Nizman Ba'ishish and Nizman Ba'isheni also there was an Indian of Aliyah L'Regel and Rosh HaChadosh. You have a concept of a mitzvah of a shuut. It's something you're not obligated, you're not required to do it, but if you do it, you have a kiyum mitzvah, let's say women shaking a lulav, or women fulfilling any of the mitzvahs of Shazman Yomah. So they're not mechuyis to do it, but if they want to do it, there is a kiyum. You have such a concept. And the Tziv has additional cases, at the end of Chumash Vayikra, that the Tziv has regarding giving Maisa Behena to the Kohanim. The Mishnah says that Maisa Behena Rashi, at the end of Chumash Vayikra, at the end of Parashat B'chukai, so Rashi writes, it doesn't say in the Chumash or in the Mishnayos or in the Gemara anywhere that you have to give the Maisa Behena to the Kohanim or to the Levim. But it's understood that the farmer brings the Maisa Behena as a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, makos it in the Snech or the Bailim. And others say not so. Others say that you give Maisa Behena to the Kohanim. What is the source of Pasuk in the Vayomim that they gave it to the Kohanim? Where does it say in the Chumash? The Tziv has in the end of his Chibur on Chumash, the end of Chumash Vayikra, that's from the Mashmur, that's the Tzitzim with the Tzitzim, that it's a mitzvah so shoot. You're not mechuyis to do it. Let's say if I'll decide I went to the sperm cell, I bought a couple of books, I'll give one book to a kohen. Even if you give it to the kohen, there's no mitzvah so shoot either. There's no kiyum mitzvah. It's a poor man to give himself. But if the kohen is a rich man, there's no Hebrew, there's no kiyum of anything. But here, there's a pasuk, there's a series of Tzitzim that imply that although there's no obligation to give my payment to the kohanim, but if you give it, it is from the Chav Talad Matnis Kunim. The Gemara speaks about the Chav Talad Matnis Kunim. I'm not sure exactly what they are. Some of the Goyim say that this is one of the Chav Talad Matnis Kunim, and Maisa Behena. Rabbi Yochum Perla has a long arichas about this in his commentary on the Sefer Mitzvah. Outside, he quotes all of the sources for this notion that there should be Goronim, and the Rishonim would say that there's such an ending of giving Maisa Be'ema to the Kohen. There's one Shabbos about this, of course, to the Goronim, like that, an ending of giving Maisa Be'ema to the Kohen. So that, and it seems like there's such a thing. Is a not only by women who volunteer to fulfill the mitzvah of Shabbat Grama, the Gemara has a Suma, if you hold that for a beauty, that a Suma is possible to call on mitzvahs, but you can still volunteer to fulfill the mitzvahs of Pele Tehne Mitzvah of Yerisa, and the Gemara has a discussion in Bava Kama and Daf Pei Cheres whether any mitzvah of Yerisa gets more reward or less reward than the mitzvah of Yerisa. But there, you're talking about a mitzvah that the men, as the healthy people, are obligated to perform, and the Suma is possible to perform, and the men are obligated to shake and move them his tears. Women are not obligated to, and they volunteer to do the Torah saying and to the rest of the year, and it shows even have such a thing in other areas where nobody's mechuyev to do it. No one's mechuyev to do it. Giving Maisa Be'ema to the Kohen, nobody's mechuyev to do it. It's a mitzvah for sure. If you do it, you get a kiyum on this. Like some Rishonim say, he's writing Achilles Matzah called Shiva, even though his mark is Laila Arish and Chayva, and the rest of the days of Pesach, Achilles Matzah is Rishus. What does it mean, Rishus? If you want to, you eat. If you want to have a filling meal, so you eat matzah, you can't eat bread. That's what it means. It means not. If you eat matzah, there's a kiyum on this. But there is a group of Rishonim who say that there is a kiyum on this. The only Gemara holds like that. There is a kiyum on this in eating matzah, even though you're not. No one is mechuyev to eat matzah. It's just such a concept that is mitzvah kosher. Tinnitus has more cases. It says by lokua. The Gemara says involved in the tzir daf tercher that the chiyah to be mafish from the mitzvah from the is only through azaracha. It's only Tzvah Zaracha for Lei Halakhua. If you grew on your farm, if you brought the Tzvah from somebody else, so the Nochi is not a token Mahish from the Mike, it's only the Rabban. And Tzvah has different sheets. When did I buy it? Before Miroh, after Miroh. Tzvah has three different sheets. Both are Potter, or only if you bought it before Miroh, or only if you bought it after Miroh. Three different sheets in the Rishon. But what would be the din if someone takes lakuach and he is mafish to mismaik and say the hafrash is, then I'll say the hafrash is not chal at all? But then the tzid has rights that it's not so. The hafrash will be chal min atar. And he puts all of these together that you have, he came up with this einkot that for such an institution is a mitzvah or a shirt that no one is mechuyev to do. Not that I am volunteering to say the mitzvah is a mitzvah that other people are mechuyev to do, like the noshim or the suma. No. No one is mechuyev to do it. The whole thing is only a mitzvah or a shirt. So it could well be that that's what the story is over here by the Aliyah LaRegel on Rosh Hashanah. It could well be that it's not that Lossi Lavoi, the Banshom is going to give us a new thing that didn't exist, Me'ai Laman. The Banshom is not going to change his period. No. It could be that even during the period of the Bais Rishon and Bais Sheni, there always was such a mitzvah or shift. If you decide you want to be Aliyah LaRegel on Chanukah and Purim and Tzubu Shvat and Lag Baomer, that's not even a theme. You visit the Bais HaMikdash, but it's not called Aliyah LaRegel. You don't bring it over to Sriya. But it could well be that on Rosh Chodoshim there was such a concept as Aviyah Regel. Perhaps the source to indicate that this is so would be the prophet in Sefer Melachim when the Isha Ashunamis had no children and the Navi Elisha gave her a bracha. She had a baby, the baby died, she had a sunstroke and it died, and then she ran to the Navi to complain, what I didn't ask for a baby, gave me a baby and then the baby died. So when Elisha found out about it, so he accomplished Kriyas HaMeitim on the child. So when the wife was preparing to go to the Navi, to visit Elisha Navi, the husband didn't know why she was leaving. So he asked her, why is she going to visit? Rosh Chodesh and it's not Shabbos, why are you going to visit the Navi? And if it would have been Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, then he would have understood why she was going to visit the Navi. Why? Apparently the practice was to go visit the Navi on Rosh Chodesh and on Shabbos. So the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah says, if in this part of the Malachim we derive it again, that there's a mitzvah, Chayav Adam Lahatpo Pnei Rabba Beregel. There's a mitzvah to go visit the Rebbe on Sholosh Hazorim. So the Achreinim asked, we didn't say Sholosh Hazorim in the Pasuk. It says, Lachodesh Hayam Roi Shabbos. It says, Lachodesh and Shabbos, we are Sholosh Hazorim. So they quote in the name of the Zulma Goyen, in the Maiseh Rav HaChodesh. There's an old place in Maiseh Rav that was printed many years ago by one of the Talmidim of the Gur. He writes all the Hanhagas of the Gur. And then there's a Maiseh Rav HaChodesh that was printed about 20 years ago, also a manuscript also by one of the Talmidim of the Gur. We have also a Hanhagas of the Gur and Zeklah. So a lot of the Hanhagas correspond to what it says in the old Maiseh Rav. no contradictions. A lot of them are the same, and a lot of them are different. Other additional hanhagas and additional biurim from the Vilna Gaon. Some of them were never available before. So this is one of the things that they have. The pshat and that pasuk and melachim. How do the chachamim see from the pasuk? L'chaydash ayam alay Shabbos. But if there's chayvah ma'akol panei rabba beregel. But it goes in the name of the Gro that l'chaydash ayam alay Shabbos is parallel to this pasuk. And the chaydash b'chatz and the Shabbos b'shabbatoy. Shabbos means Shabbos regardless. It means Yom Tov. It does mean Shabbos. So the husband said to the Isha Ashun Amrin, "V'chodesh Hayayim, v'loy Shabbos, today is neither v'chodesh nor Shabbos regardless. So why should you go visit the Rebbe? Why should you go visit the Novi?" So we can't from this passage we derive that it's Chayvah Ma'akol Pani Rabba Beregel. What about v'rosh Chodesh? So v'rosh Chodesh also has an Inyan. So what do you mean there's an Inyan? So perhaps the pshat, perhaps you have to add on a little bit, like the Nedib Yehuda said. Nedib Yehuda has in his Shuvah, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, at the end of Chelek Hei, it's the last page in the Chelek Hei, so the Shari Shuvah on the page quotes him in Shuvah Nedib Yehuda, that what the Gemara writes in the Pesach, Chayav Al Mahakos and Abba Beregel, that only applies in HaTorah B'Zman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYakayam. That's not saying that Tamid Vishkayam is coming to the Rabbana. The Gemara Sukkot talks about visiting Chayvah Mahakot and Rabba Beregel. In the second paragraph in Sukkot, the Gemara says that the Tamid used to go visit the Reish Galuso. He was the Tamachot and he was the Rebbe. They went to visit him on Pesach Shvuot to Kis. He said, yeah, even Mizman HaGemara, even Mizman Chor Ben Abayis, there is a mistress. And then you hear the claims that coming to the Rabbana, it can't be Menatera. Why can it not be Menatera? Because he quotes the Gemara Kiddush at the end of the first parak that one is only obligated to stand up for the Rebbe, but they say the Tzachim Adas and things often once in the morning and once in the evening, because you're not Mechuyas to Melchabed the Rebbe, more than you're Mechuyas to Melchabed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You say Kriyashma only by Shachris and by Maariv twice a day. You don't say Kriyashma all day long. But to be Mechabed the Rebbe, you only Mechuyas to the same extent as Mechabed the Rebbe Hashem. So if the Rebbe walks in and out of the Beit Medrash all day long, you don't have to stand up to say that. If you want, he may, but the Gemara says, not mechuyas to stand up more than twice a day, once in the morning and once in the evening. The Torah is not requiring of us, not demanding of us to give more cover to our Bas Hashem than to give cover to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Nedib Yehuda, based on that Gemara, that makes this suggestion. When are we mechuyas l'hakot and l'rabba b'regel min ha'Torah? Bizman shadish mikdash ha'yakayim, then we were obligated to visit the Beis Hamikdash 3 times a year. But then we're obligated also to visit the Rebbe to be mechaber the Rebbe. But Bizman shein Beis Hamikdash kayim, so we're not visiting the Shechinah 3 times a year. We can't say that we're mechuyas to be mechaber the Rebbe min ha'Torah. So the whole chiyus of the makdash and l'rabba b'regel bizman achudin is only with the Rabbanan. So if you say like that, so perhaps looking back into that part of the Malachim again, that the husband says, "Chodesh Ayam Lo Shabbos is neither Rosh Chodesh nor Shalosh Regalim." If it would have been Rosh Chodesh or Shalosh Regalim, he understands why she's visiting the Rebbe. Why? Because there's an inyan to visit the Shechinah to the Yoyla Regel on Rosh Chodashim and on Shalosh Regalim. Where do you have Rosh Chodashim? So maybe that's what it means. Maybe on Shalosh Regalim it's a Chayva, on Rosh Chodashim it's a Rishus. Maybe there's a Mitzvah for Rishus, like in the Sikh said, there is such a category of Mitzvah for Rishus. So maybe the Chachamim understood from the Pesukim that to be Oyla Regel on Rosh Chodesh is a mitzvah for Rishus. And lastly, Lover, the Medrash says, if we felt bad, if Bnei Yisrael felt bad that over the years of the Golus we weren't able to fulfill Aliyah Regel, so you'll have Tashlum, and lastly, Lover will volunteer to do that mitzvah for Rishus. So whoever wants will go the Oyla Regel, every Rosh Chodesh, so make up for the missing Aliyah Regel that they never had. Pardon me? Yeah. I think the Oyla Sriya, well, the money that's the Rabbana, the Gemara says, the minimum amount of money that's only the Rabbana, but the Oyla Sriya, that's part of the din of Aliyah Rego. The Shani Chagigah, that's the way to celebrate Yom Tov. Maybe that only applies to Yom Tov, doesn't apply to Rosh Chodesh. That's really unrelated. Other three Sham Hagiga are unrelated. They're three. Gemara says in Hagiga that Gimel Mitzvah is Kavitzah Ba'ali Yasim Ba'ali, they're obligated to bring three Kabbalahs. So the three Sham Hagiga and Sham Simcha. And Sham Simcha for sure is only Simcha Kyantis. That's unrelated to the Mitzvah Ba'ali Yalarech. The Ali Yalarech is to be fulfilled with the Oyla Sriya. So Lechayla, what it means is that on Rosh Chodesh, if one wants to volunteer to fulfill the Mitzvah, he should go visit the Yazor and bring with him an Oyla Sriya. Right. The Marsha in Bava Metzia, cannot write to all of this. He quotes all of these psukim because the Gemara says, and I got it there, that one day Eliyahu Navi came late to the Beis HaMedrash. It's Marat Hanoim. Eliyahu Navi would sometimes come late to the Beis HaMedrash. So the Mashiach asked him how come he came late. The same machine as the Mashiach asked. In fact, in Chaim Berlin, the Mashiach used to kick the guys out. Here's a joke. Rav Zal Kalmbach used to kick the guys out if they came late. He wouldn't let a Rebbe say Yeshiach if the Rebbe came late for the Beis HaMedrash. Abayim Salvechik a lot of times when he said Yeshiach in Chaim Berlin, he would learn how to train. He would carry all the fun with him. He would miss the stop. He lived over here in Washington Heights, and he said to Shimon Chaim Berlin, he would be self-attacked and he would miss his stuff, so he would have to come back again. He would come a few minutes late. Mashgiach sometimes wouldn't let him come into the issue. He came late that day. So the Gemara says to Mashgiach, after we are Navi, how come he came late to the Beis Medrash? So he said that today's Rosh Chodesh, and he had to go to the Maratha Machpelah, that the Ovi is Davin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he had to wake up Avraham Avinu and wash Negelbach and daven with him and put him back, tuck him back into bed. Then he had to wake up Yitzchak and wash Negelbach. So the Mashgiach said to him, why don't you wake them all up together and daven with everybody together? He said, no, that if all the three others will daven together, then they'll demand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should send Mashiach. Mashiach will come. Rosh Hashanah doesn't want to send Mashiach. He doesn't want to demand. So that's like Eliyahu Navi only takes each one by himself separately. So the Gemara Bavli is here. So the Mashiach talks on that Gemara, the Chiddush HaGadol. What kind of an idea is that? That he says that he only wakes up the others on Rosh Chodesh. He only daven it today. Well, a lot they daven every day, maybe. But after they die, they only daven on Rosh Chodesh. So he writes some kind of a concept like this. Maybe there's an Indian of Aliyah LaRegel and Rosh Chodesh, and even for the Neshamis, Leiro Fanai. But they have to have Aliyah Fanai. Everybody has to visit the Shechina on Yom Tovim and on Rosh Chodesh, and he quotes these psukim. Chaim v'Chodesh 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 Shabbat v'Shabbat, and v'Chodesh Hayom v'Shabbat. He quotes these psukim to indicate such a concept. And maybe there's an Indian of Aliyah LaRegel even for the Neshamas of the Nitzarim on Rosh Chodesh, like on Shalosh Chodesh. Anyway, today is a question. Today is the first day of Rosh Chodesh. What's the institution first day of Rosh Chodesh? We count tomorrow as the first day of Chodesh Adar Sheni. Today is the 30th day of Adar Rishon. So what does that mean? What has the Kedushas Rosh Chodesh, but it doesn't have the Shame Rosh Chodesh? Has the Kedushas Rosh Chodesh, but it doesn't have the Shame? Shame Rosh Chodesh is tomorrow, the first day of the month. That's why the Maharil writes in the first page that by Ma'ariv, last night, by Ma'ariv, when they announced that you should say all of the others, that they don't announce Rosh Chodesh tonight. And where is the main mistake last night? They announced Rosh Chodesh, the main mistake. Usually they have the God. The old God one knew what they were doing. So it says on the 2 days Rosh Chodesh, so the first night you're supposed to announce Yalal Yavon before Shmoneh Esrei. And the second night you're supposed to announce Rosh Chodesh. You're not supposed to announce Rosh Chodesh on the first night because it's not Rosh Chodesh. It's only Kedushas Rosh Chodesh. You just say Yalal Yavon. It's not really Rosh Chodesh. So that's the Shaila. What kind of a thing is that? That today has a Kedushas Rosh Chodesh without really being, without having a Shem Rosh Chodesh. Is that the Natura or is that the Rabbanah? So this is the Mefurish and Machlokes of Rishonim. Whether the third day of Rosh Chodesh is Menatera, there is such a thing. Kedushas Rosh Chodesh, they really brought the Mustafin Kedesh. We daven Musaf today on the assumption that we sound from the davening that like this Ma'am Midosh, we would have brought Mustafin the first day of Rosh Chodesh, second day of Rosh Chodesh. Is that really so? That it's like 2 days of Rosh Chodesh Menatera, or maybe the whole institution of the first day of Rosh Chodesh is only the Rabban. The Shulchan Gibborim and Rosh Hashanah, I can quote the Machlokes to Rishonim, but it's the right to the Rabban. The Gemara in the end of Tainis says, Tamar Zahu Shato Noyua Malya. That the Shnat Shiluach Amaraglin, that the year that they sent the Moshe Rabbeinu, sent the Maraglin to fire Eretz Yisrael, Chodesh Tamuz was a Chodesh Malen. The Gemara makes the whole calculation, how do you know that? So where does it say that? Where is there a pasuk that's meramed on that? But the Gemara says, because it says, Korah Lai Moed, Rishbo Bachurai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Korah Lai Moed, in order to cause the Jewish people to have agony on Tisha B'Av. Have you seen the phrase, Korah Lai Moed? The Rashi says, Rosh Chodesh Ikri Moed. Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed. Gemara has a halal in Erech and Daf Yud on the base that there should be an obligation to recite halal on Rosh Chodesh Medina. Gemara says halal on Rosh Chodesh is only a minute. That's why we only say Chatzir halal. So it would have been Medina, he would have said halal Shovan.
This is why the end of time he says like that. So the Gemara in Erechim, the Afiyud on the face, they ask, why Taka don't you have an obligation to say Halo Shalom on Rosh Chodesh Medina? Medina? Bechamoyed, Rosh Chodesh between Moyed. So Rashi says, where do you think that it's called Moyed? So Rashi quotes this Gemara in the end of time. It says, Koralai Moyed, Lishba Bachura, that the Tammuz of that year of Shiroh HaMeraglim was Molei, and therefore there were 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, the 30th day of Tammuz and the first day of Av, and therefore at Koralai Moyed, there was an extra day of Rosh Chodesh. So Rashi seems to learn that it's a Din Deraisa. Rashi is learning that the 2 days of Rosh Chodesh is a Din Deraisa. But the question is, the other, Rishon and Mefurish and Machloek Tzirishan, Lord Rishon holds that this whole institution of the first day of Rosh Chodesh is only the Rabbanah. If it's not amigdash, you're not going to bring 2 sets of mustafim today and tomorrow. You're just going to bring tomorrow. You're not going to bring today. The question is, you're not going to bring today. Why in the world are we davening mustaf today? I don't know the answer to that. If it's not amigdash, there is no such thing. In a third, there is no such thing. So what are you davening mustaf for? If it's not amigdash, you don't bring the mustafim.
Okay, you know, I'm
I don't know. Minatera. What do you mean? The Rabbanu we treat him like it is Rosh Chodesh. The Rabbanu we treat him like it is Rosh Chodesh. The Minhagim is that's not a problem. You treat it like Rosh Chodesh. You don't do Malacha. The women don't do Malacha. Fine. But how do you daven Mustaf? Mustaf you only daven on a day on which is not sacred to you. I know. We don't have 2 days of Rosh Chodesh every month. We don't have 3 days of Rosh Chodesh now. It's not even that sacred to you. I know. It's because 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. What kind of 2 days of Rosh Chodesh from Mustaf? If his man amigdash didn't bring the carbonate on the stuff, I don't know. Anyway, but that's the shayla. According to those, we shayla hold that the whole institution of 2 days of Shchedesh is only with the rabbanon, the mafarshim on the pasuk, the yom haChodesh Hasheni, vacha Chodesh when the stars are kipah from Meshavecha. That haftarah, the sefer Shmuel. There is also a discussion because the Ramah was missing on the first day of Shchedesh and was missing on the second day. What was the second day? And the second, Yom HaChodesh HaSheni also, some of Hashem say that the second day was Chodesh, that there were 2 days was Chodesh, that it's really a Din and Atar. And others say no, it was the day after was Chodesh. Yom HaChodesh HaSheni meant the second day of the month. It wasn't, there is no second day was Chodesh. The second day was Chodesh only instituted in the Rabbanim, Bizman HaZeh. They never had a second day was Chodesh, Bizman HaTamah. That's the Machlokes, and the Mepharshim on the Pasuk, on that Haftarah of Mach HaChodesh. So that's the shaylas. One should assume that 2 days of Shchodesh only the Rabbanon and Bizman HaTorah until in the earlier generation there never was. So how do you read the Gemara Koralai Moyed Lishba Bachurai? What is Koralai Moyed? That shows that Tammuz was a Molei. What's the pshat in the Gemara? Rav Gevin has an essay about this. He published an essay many years ago. He says based on a Gemara and Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, that the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah that it's who's the one who makes Rosh Chodesh? Who makes Shabbos into Shabbos? Rabbi Yishmael. Shabbos clear the time of Mishesh's Nebiration. Who makes Rosh Chodesh into Rosh Chodesh? We make it. It doesn't declare that it's Rosh Chodesh. So the Mishnah says there's a Machlokes Hatanoim. So it doesn't say the Kodesh HaChodesh, or they just paskin. They don't declare. We hereby endow with the power vested in us. We hereby declare that today has Kodesh as Rosh Chodesh. They make it a Mekudesh, Mekudesh HaChodesh. So they just say, we pass from today to Rosh Chodesh, and the Meila ben Hashamayim they endow the day of Kedusha. So there's a three-way Machlokes HaTanoim. The one sheet is, yes, Bezman is always Mekadosh Rosh Chodesh, whether Rosh Chodesh is on the 30th day, or the 31st day, whether in other words, with the month that's completed now, is a Moli or a Chaser, Bezman always has to say Mekadosh HaChodesh. One time it says Bezman is never Mekadosh HaChodesh. It says, Yishudash Mishnat HaChamish Mishonah. Bezman declares at the beginning of the Shnat HaYevel, Shana Zom Mekadosh is Bekadosh HaYevel. The one time of Darsh, the Shalim at the Mekadosh, the Yatam Mekadosh Chodoshim. The Pasuk says only the Kadosh to Mishnah Tachanishim Shalim, the Mekadosh to Shnat Tahil. Bezman's never Mekadosh Rosh Chodesh. Bezman's Koveya. Bezman's Koveya, Ben Rosh Chodesh is. They give up stuff. We hereby, with the power vested in us, with the authority of the Bezman, we hereby declare today is Rosh Chodesh, and the Megillah is Mekudosh. We don't endow it with the Kedushim, the Megillah is Mekudosh. And the other Tanoim disagree, and they say sometimes yes and sometimes no. So one time it says that they only mekadosh the chodesh if it's shalom bizmano. If it's gonna be a molei, and the chodesh is on the 31st day, then bezin is mekadosh. If it's gonna be a chaser, then bezin just passing today is Rosh Chodesh, and the mail is gonna be included. They don't have to involve the solution. And we pass them like the next sheet. We pass them like the fourth sheet in Tanakh. One sheet is they're always mekadosh. One sheet is never mekadosh. And the next two sheets are sometimes. Sometimes are here and sometimes are here. So we pass them the fourth sheet that if it's a chodesh bizman, if the chodesh is chaser, and the chodesh is on the 30th day, then doesn't it mekadosh it? But if it's a chodesh malay, and the chodesh is tomorrow, the second, on the 31st day, the second day, then the Gemara has a lashon kaki tshuvu shamayim. That doesn't have to be mekadosh it. They don't have to even pass him that it's a chodesh. You have no choice. It can't be 31 days. A chodesh is either 29 days or 30 days. So the way we pass him is that if Rosh Chodesh, if the month has 29 days, and doesn't want to make the Rosh Chodesh on the 30th day, so the doesn't have to intervene, it has to say, if they won't say, the 30th day will belong to the last month, and Rosh Chodesh will be automatically on the 31st. So the doesn't have to pass him on the 30th day, today is Rosh Chodesh. So once they're passing, so they should issue the psak in the Nusach of a Kiddush. They should say, Mekudush, Mekudush, Mekudush HaKadosh. We hereby endow the day with Kedushas Rosh Chodesh. But if they wait till the 30th day goes by, then there's no more Tosfos, there's no more Shaila. You have Belay Sbeir, Rosh Chodesh is going to be tomorrow, on the 31st day. So the Gemara says, Devoshim, Tzach, Kedushu, Shammai. Oy Shaila, there's no more Tosfos, when is Rosh Chodesh going to be? On the 30th day, you're still comfortable. Should we make today Rosh Chodesh or tomorrow? But once the day has gone, so the Hechreya, the next day is going to be Rosh Chodesh. So since there's nothing to issue a Tzach about, so there's no need to be Mekadosh. That's what Abzeben interprets in that Gemara. And if one should assume that the second day Rosh Chodesh is only 2 days Rosh Chodesh on the Megillah Rabbanon, so how does the Gemara read the pasuk Kara Alayim Moed Nishba Bachur? What means what Moed? Where do you see Rosh Chodesh Ikri Moed? How do you see Pshat if even if it's a Chodesh Moed, you just have one day off of Rosh Chodesh? So where do you see anything in the pasuk? He says no. It says Hakadosh Baruch Hu Kara Alayim Moed. He made it into Rosh Chodesh. Since when does he make? We make Rosh Chodesh. So that's what the Gemara says. It's Kvakichu Shamayim. That year was a Chodesh Malay, so that's why the Bezin didn't make it into Rosh Chodesh. It was Kvakichu Shamayim. The Bezin Shamayla made it. So that's why the prophet uses the expression Kara, Atarish Bachu, Kara, Avai Noye. That month, he made it into Rosh Chodesh. But that's an interesting Machloki Sarishan, whether the 2 days Rosh Chodesh is the Araista or the Rabbanim. The Thursday Rosh Chodesh today. It's not on Mikvash. If you would have a Chodesh Malay, would you bring Sabbanis on the Thursday Rosh Chodesh or not?
Yeah.
Why did they institute this thing with the Rabbanim? I don't know. Why in the world did they make what prompted them if it's not their right? If it's their right, I understand why. The whole idea is if it's after the Molin Havana and there's some reason or another why we want to make tomorrow Rosh Chodesh, we don't want to make today Rosh Chodesh. But today, part of today is stuff that's left after the middle of Havana. It really doesn't belong to the previous month. So that's why you declare today as Rosh Chodesh. If that's a Dimanatara, you understand. If Manatara doesn't bother me, the fact that the middle already was, and a good chunk of today really shouldn't belong to the previous month. So if Manatara doesn't bother me, then why does it bother me in the Rabbanan, what the Chachamim sort of the Balabatma fidgety about it? The Balabatma know when the middle is. He looked around and he saw the people are nervous. How come, if the murder was already, how come tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh? Maybe. But that's why he instituted that today should be Rosh Chodesh from the Rabbah. I don't know. Is Bezin usually Mekadosh the Chodesh? Yeah, the Mekadosh the Chodesh every month. Oh, so the Gemara says, that's what Abzeb says, the Gemara says, whenever the Chodesh Malay, whenever, any month of the year, whenever it's a Malay, so the Bezin does not do anything. If they want the Chodesh to be Chotzer, and the Chodesh to be Nikva on Yom Lamed, no, if it was a Malay, they never are. So that was the Gemara Sakhacha. That Tammuz was Malay, that's why the Bezin didn't do anything. That's why it says, Kara Lai Malay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Chodesh then. That's the Lashon HaGemara. Shetfakichu Shamayim. Two verses in the Gemara, Shekfatichu Bashamayim or Shekfatichu Shamayim. The math makes a thought of that, the difference between with the base or without the base. No, it didn't change. No, the Bezin, Moshe Rabbeinu had a Bezin. At that time, he didn't declare the 30th day as Rosh Chodesh. So the Rebbe of the 30th day became Rosh Chodesh automatically, without any need for any Kiddush does. So that's the Lashon of the Pasuk, Korah Lai Moed, because the Gemara is the Lashon. Shekhakichu Bashamayim. The Rebbeinu Shalom was Mekadosh. The Bezin Shamayim was Mekadosh. But that's how the Gemara knew that it was Malik. I seem to remember vaguely that Rav Soloveitchik had a comment, Oras Chodesh Bechotshoi. I think he So there is a Tosefta that says how many Chatos a Tosefta Shavuot. That's at least actually think. And my second Shavuot says count up how many Chatos Rosh Chodesh do you bring in the course of the year. So it's not high in mathematics, either 12 or 13. If it's Shana Zeshana Mulberry, you bring 13. If it's on Rosh Chodesh, you bring 11 Korban, you bring 10 Oilers in addition to the Tzlidim. Tamash Shabbat, Tamash Shabbat, that's every day. In addition, you bring 11 Mustafim. 10 of them are Oila, and the 11th one is a Chatos. So if there are 12 months in the year, you have 12 Chatos Rosh Chodesh, Sirei Rosh Chodesh. If there are 13 months in a year like this year, then there are 13 Sirei Rosh Chodesh. That's the perspective that Tyson's quote. That's the perspective that Tyson has one opinion that on Rosh Hashanah, they didn't bring the Sirei Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara has an expression, Eiduch, Chamsha, Chodesh Miskatsubo, the Pasuk in Tilim says, think of a Chodesh Shofar, you should blow Shofar on Rosh Chodesh. Which Rosh Chodesh do you blow Shofar? It's only on Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara says, think of a Chodesh Shofar, the Pasuk in the Shir Shayom is referring to blowing Shofar on Hashanah. Ba'kese l'yom chageinu. The day on which something is kese kifui. Kese l'yom chageinu, the day on which something is covered up. What's covered up? So the Gemara says it's a Yom Chagenu, which is mechasa the fact that it's Rosh Chodesh. It's Rosh Hashanah. So people forget about the fact that it's Rosh Chodesh also. It's really a double header. Every Rosh Hashanah is also Rosh Chodesh, but the Rosh Hashanah, the Yom Tov, the Chag, swallows up and covers up the Rosh Chodesh, and we forget that it's Rosh Chodesh. What does that mean? So the Gemara has a lashon, Eidul Chag Shal Chodesh Miskasa, but which holiday is it that the Rosh Chodesh is swallowed up? It's Rosh Hashanah. Does it have any practical ramification? Not necessarily. Not necessarily. The Tosis says yes. The Tosis quotes one Rabbeinu Meshulam. Rabbeinu Meshulam says that on Rosh Hashanah you don't bring the story of Rosh Chodesh. He gives a whole agadic explanation based on the Gemara. Oh, wow, Shah. But the Rabbeinu Meshulam said we should bring the Chatos Rosh Chodesh to appease the moon. So strange agadic, the Gemara Chulam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Memayit to Levana, and the Levana was complaining. What did you do that for? So the Rabbeinu Meshulam said, you're right, I sinned against you. Bring a carbon chatos to me. That's why he says in the Pasuk, Sarv Hashem. So it says on the side of the Gemara that this is the Sisrei Torah. Printed in every Gemara, it says that this is a Kabbalah concept. What do you mean? Bring a carbon chatos for the Rabban Shalom to appease the moon. It sounds like Avodah Zarah. What is it talking about over there? So the Rabban Shalom needs a kapar. He thinks that whatever it means, it's not Agadatah. It says the Rabban Shalom. That's how they are fighting the Kirby Rabbi Shalom. You can only appease the moon by bringing a Sarah Rosh Chodesh on a day on which it's obvious that it's good because it's Rosh Chodesh. On Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Hashanah. So when you're going to bring a Sarah Rosh Chodesh, the people are going to think, yeah, it's Rosh Hashanah, it's a holiday. Not because it's to appease the moon. So that's perhaps what the Rabbi Shalom said. That's what the Rabbi Shalom said. As Rabbi Shalom says that the Tzaddik didn't bring a Sarah Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. But this is because it's accepted that it's wrong. It says the Sefer Shem is the Sefer Hamani, the Yiri Rosh Chodesh Mabrua during the course of the year. It says the Sefer Shem is 12 or 13, depending on whether it's Hashanah Pshuta or Hashanah Mulberet. So if you're telling me that on Rosh Hashanah, you never bring a story of Rosh Chodesh, it's either 11 or 12. It's not going to be 12 or 13. You have to subtract one. Either it's 11 months or 12 months. So that says it's right that Rabbeinu Meshulam was wrong. Then they say, no, the Rabbeinu Meshulam never meant that. Of course he knew that the Sefer, of course he bring the Sefer Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah. Also, what he meant to say was that if you look in the Parashat Simchos, when it lists off all of the Korbanos that are brought on Rosh Hashanah, it says that you bring Musafim because it's Rosh Hashanah, then Mevar Olas HaChodesh Min Chosar, Olas HaTomim Min Chosar. In addition to the Olas HaChodesh, in addition to the Olas HaTomim, why doesn't it say, in addition to the Sefer Rosh Chodesh? So the din is that you do bring the Sefer Rosh Chodesh, but it's not mentioned. It's swallowed up. That's the Kesel Yom Chagen. It doesn't mean that you actually didn't bring the Korban. So you did bring it, but the Chumash doesn't mention it. That's how Taisus snatches up the Rabbeinu Meshulam, that it shouldn't be contradicted by the Tosefta. When we were learning that Taisus, Rav Soloveitchik said just a moment, if you say that the 2 days of Rosh Chodesh are Minas Torah, so every other month that's 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. How does the Tosefta say that there were only either 12 or 13 Yiri Rosh Chodashim? It should either be 16, 17, 18, 19, depending on how many days you have 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. Usually by us, we have every other month is 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, and every other month is Mori, every month is Chosin. But sometimes it's not Chosin. The Mishnah Nerechim tells you can't, you have a minimum number, you have to have at least, I think, 4 Chodashim Mubaris in a year, and not more than 8. that's quite a range between 4 and 8. That should say, how many Seder Rosh Chodeshim do you bring in the course of the year? How many is it going to be? Well, a whole number. So why does it say 11? What does it say, 12 or 13? The numbers are all wrong. It should be, have a wide range. So it does not show the same shit assessed to that. The first day of Rosh Chodesh doesn't exist. So I think, maybe I'm having a dream, I think you remember also that you said, no, that even if you hold it 2 days, when we learned Sanhedrin, the first period, sorry, I think he said this. I was too young to have said this on my own, and I don't think anybody else said it. So I think that salvation must have been. He said, the pastor says, even if you hold 2 days of Rosh Chodesh and get right there, you don't bring the Musafim on the first day. Why? Because he says, Olas Chodesh, Bichach, he said, you don't bring 2 days. You don't. You wouldn't bring the Musafim on both days. Why? Because the pastor says, Olas Chodesh, Bichach. What does that mean? Like over here. Midei Shabbat to Shabbato. What does that mean? I saw in one of the dinner journals, they were honoring one of the Rabbanim, they put in an ad who gave a shiur every Rosh Chodesh. So they wrote, V'hayom Midei Chodesh B'chatshai, the monthly shiur. So they started Midei, Mem Yud Dalad Yud. That's not the correct spelling. Midei, so it doesn't mean from the hand job. Midei Chodesh, Midei Shabbat to Shabbat, it's a different word. I don't think it has anything to do with Yadayim. No? It's a different word in the Hebrew language. So what does it mean, Midei Shabbat to Shabbat? Every Shabbat. That's what it means. What does it mean, Midei Chodesh to Chodeshoy? Every Rosh Chodesh. So when the prophet says, Olat Chodesh to Chodeshoy, what does it mean? Every Rosh Chodesh, no? So the Tagalunkulis does not say that. The Tagalunkulis says, Olat Chodesh to Chodeshoy. Instead of saying, like over here, Midei Chodesh B'chatshoy. Olas Chodesh B'chatshoy means that Kodan Ola that's brought every Rosh Chodesh, and the Talmud Munkulah says no. It's brought on the day on which the Moilat Halvan occurs. Midei Chodesh, Olas Chodesh B'chatshoy doesn't mean a monthly, a regular Kodan. Olas Chodesh, the monthly Kodan, which is brought B'chidusha Shel Halavana. What does that mean? So Rabbi Rabbeinu said, oh, that's what it means. Tagmukulis means to say that even though you have 2 days of Rosh Chodesh and I bought Menat Torah, there's a Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh. I'm not going to get to what. So the Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh is not Mechayev. The Chai Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh is only relevant for Karbonus HaMasofim. All the other things I'm in Hagim. The Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh is only a minute, and the women don't do Malach is only a minute, and the men don't have to haircut is even less than a minute. That's the Sefer Hashidim. Everything is only in Hagim. The only thing that the real bona fide din, and the halal on the Chodesh is only a minig, the Gemara says, not a real din. What's a real din? You say Yalviyav and Davin. Okay, say Yalviyav. I'm not built there, I see it. You say Yalviyav and Davin. The whole significance of the Kedushas of Chodesh only is that you bring the Mosafim. So Rechik said that when you have 2 days of Chodesh, even if you should assume that it's Manatera, the Kedushas of Chodesh of both days, the Kedushas of Chodesh of both days will not be Mechayiv you in Mosafim. Only Olas Chodesh, the Chidush Shalavana, the day on which you have Chidush Shalavana, the day on which the murder occurred, not the both days. The Rambam seems to hold that that's their right. Yeah. Okay, that's good. Okay, you found something. Okay, the Rambam is mashman Hilchos Nedarim. The Rambam is mashman that Yisa has to the Tainis. Yisa Tainis on Rosh Chodesh is their right. That's the mashmot of the Rambam. Yeah. He says, why? Because on Rosh Chodesh is the Chiyuv Simcha. There's no Chiyuv Simcha B'kum V'yaseh, it's the Chiyuv Simcha B'shei V'yaseh. You're not allowed to have Tainus. Tainus is the people of the Simcha. And the Minig is the Talmud Yerushalmi, quoted by the Shulchan Aruch. The Minig is to make a Siddur Rosh Chodesh, to express the Simcha in the Kum V'yaseh form. But when I tell you, the only Din of Simcha is a negative Din. Not to be Mevatel of Simcha B'shei V'yaseh, not to be Mevatel of Simcha by having Tainus. Okay. So the both days will be a din Rosh Chodesh b'negiyah to the Kedusha Yom Nisa Tainis, but the chiyuv to bring the Musafim will only be Olas Chodesh b'chatshoy the Chidush Shalavana on the one of the 2 days. I seem to remember that that's what he said. If I am for this kasha from the Tosef, how could it be again? How could it be a machlokes Rishonim quoted, I think, by the Shulchan Gibbayim in Rosh Hashanah? I think in the second parak of Rosh Hashanah on the side of the roof. Shulchan Gibbayim quoted the machlokes Rishonim whether the 2 days Rosh Chodesh is the right of the Rabbanon. So what he did with the Tosef, I think the Rav said that's the answer with the Targum Unkelus. Olas Chodesh b'chatshoy the Chidush Shalavana. Okay, reasons to say today is the third day of Rosh Chodesh. The Mishnah Berurah Tchil is going to cover Hilchos Tzitzis. I think we better start. It's going to take us a long time. But that is, we start today. Pinchas starts off with a din that he's supposed to put on the sitzus. He started the sitzus and recite the bracha din yuma. Two dins. Mishnah Guru says that pitos are sitzus. He's cutting dates in the Mishnah Guru. Both the medishas have sitzus and the reciting of the bracha shidin yuma. This is relevant to Hilchos Purim. The Mishnah says in Masechet Megillah that you can read the Megillah either Oymed or Yashir. It doesn't make a difference. There's no Kiyum, there's no added Hebrew. The Pashtus says there's no Hebrew to stand up and shout to the Megillah. But some people understand, but I don't understand why. I don't understand what they're standing about. But the Moshe says, Mashen came by Torah. By Kriya Tatera. There isn't any understanding. But by Nikon Megillah, so it's a Torah, that's not. The Rambam just writes that the Balkori who lanes the Tzibur should stand when he's laning when they cover that Tzibur. But that the Tzibur should stand, that any members of the Tzibur should stand. I don't see that there's even any Hebrew mitzvah at all. It's a Mishnah Megillah. Torah Megillah. I made the Yosh. So the Mishnah Brura quotes from the Master Sashekel that the Tzibur can only sit by the Mikra Megillah, but for the Brachas they have to stand because the Magen Avraham says here in the beginning of Simcheres, based on this Mechabes, this father, that the proper thing is that all Brachas should be recited by Mida. When you say, like, to let Menorah to Bar Minim Dernas, or Shahakam, or Mizvah, or Pira Dama, that's a bit on the heaven, so you want to eat the food, the Yeshiva. The Gemara says in Gittin, beginning of Pesach Shachzai, that it's unhealthy to eat or drink by Mida. But since you have to eat the food, the Yeshiva, so you say the Bracha, the Yeshiva. And there's enough that even those who say Kiddush HaAbdallah standing, they should sit down before they drink the wine because it's unhealthy to drink or to eat in the standing position. Some people say that you develop fat legs. That doesn't say in the Gemara. It doesn't say in the Rishonim. It doesn't say in the Achronim either. Your grandmother may tell you that. That if you eat or you drink when you're standing, so you develop fat legs. It doesn't say that in the Gemara. It just says it's unhealthy? Okay. It doesn't mean it's unhealthy. So sometimes you do say the breath is standing, say Kiddush HaAbdallah standing, and then you sit down and eat. But under normal circumstances that a person is eating a meal, so the Magen Avraham says, since he's going to do the Achila in a seated position, because it's unhealthy to eat or to drink in a standing position, so the meal of the Birchas HaNenen is also recited the Yeshiva. But anything outside of Birchas HaNenen, Birchas HaMitzvah, or Birchas Shevach L'Hidor, or let's say it's thundering or lightning, or you see the rainbow through the window, so the proper thing is not to recite the bracha in a seated position. The proper thing is to stand up and say the bracha on the thunder or the lightning or whatever it happens to be. All brachas, Birchas Shevach, Birchas HaMitzvah, should be recited by me. This is the Mishnah Brura. It quotes from the Machshah Shekel. Machshah Shekel, for those who are not familiar, is a commentary on the bottom of the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham is written so briefly, it's so bekitz and nimrat, so abbreviated, such an abbreviated form, that you need a pirush on the Magen Avraham. Everything he tells you to look in, look in, he doesn't write full sentences. I remember when we learned Shulchan Aruch, Soloveitchik had the impression that the Magen Avraham never wrote it originally as a book. He thought that every day he gave a shiur in shul after davening, like in a lot of shuls, the rabbi gives a shiur, and he jotted down what he said in the course of the day. So remember what he said, because it's not really, a lot of the things are not written in a sentence form. He doesn't really fully explain what he means. So that's why he has a Masna Shekel a lot of times, explains on the bottom of the page, long commentary, and the Pima Gurdon has a lot to explain in the Magen Avraham. So the Machshah Shekel adds on his own. This is not in the commentary of the Magen Avraham. He adds in the Machshah Shekel on his own that although the Tzibur sits for the Mikra Megillah, but they have to stand when the Chazan says the Brachas and the Balkar says the Brachas because of the Sif over here. The real Brachas should be recited by Amir. In more recent years, this opinion of the Machshah Shekel became more popular because the Mishnah Brura became more accepted. Years ago, it was clearly not the common practice. Common practice was like the Tein Shua says, like our Si Pesach Tein Shua Megillah, and that Mishnah Torah Tein Megillah under the ocean of Si Pesach Frank has an Arichas on this. This Sefer HaTzvi, that if the mitzvah itself can be performed the yeshiva, so the Birchas HaMitzvah in conjunction with that mitzvah can also be recited the yeshiva. When you have a mitzvah which is supposed to perform by midah, so then the bracha is the same as the mitzvah. So you should recite the bracha by midah like you perform the mitzvah by midah. But if there's nothing wrong with doing the bracha by yeshiva, like why do we say hamoisi or baruch hadam in the seated position? Because the bracha is related to the eating, and the eating is going to be in a seated position. So you can recite the bracha also in a seated position. But a mitzvah which you're going to do by midah, so the bracha should be recited by midah. But if the mitzvah mikra megillah, there's nothing wrong with doing it to yeshiva, so why should you insist, why should you require that the people should stand for the bracha if they're going to sit for the mitzvah? So the Pnei Yeshua al Masechet Megillah writes clearly not like the, he doesn't refer you to the Machzan Shek, just like the Dabar Pashat Basan, not like the Machzan Shek. And on Sifrei Sachank explains it very that's what I remember, that used to be the minhag when I was a little boy. Before the Mishnah Berurah was printed, no. Many years after the Mishnah Berurah was printed, but before they delivered them to America. I lived in America before they delivered the Mishnah Berurah. And now, in later years, the Mishnah Berurah became more popular, and he quotes his Machzan Shek to everybody. Many people follow that. The Magen Avraham is bothered with Akasha. How can the Rishonim of the Gaon, this is from the Gaon, that you should stand when you perform a mitzvah, when you say the bracha, like by Sfiras HaOmer you stand, that's from the Gaon. In terms of Kriya Shofar, Tzvi Dimyum, that everybody has to stand. So the Magen Avraham asks, how can the Gaon institute such a practice, such an insistence? It's against the Mishnah in Chala. Because in the Mishnah in Chala, that a woman can be makish chala in a seated position. And she says the bracha also. The Mishnah says she says the bracha nachashas chala in a sitting position. And it doesn't say that there's anything wrong with it. Sounds like it's at the Gomel Lachatzila. So to answer this question, the Magen Avraham comes up with an einfall of a terror. He says that hafrashas chala is not really a mitzvah, it's only a matir. So therefore the bracha that's recited, no mitzvah to be mafish chala. If you want to eat the food, you have to be mafish chala. Otherwise, it's feather. So he says, just like hafrashas truma, so mitzvah is not a mitzvah, it's only a matzah, so hafrashas chala. So the hafrashas chala, or rubber hafrashas truma, is in conjunction, the bracha recited in conjunction with a matzah. That bracha that's a matzah, that can be recited to yeshiva. That's what we said by Birchas Hanenem, that can be the same. The reason why Birchas Hanenem is different is really a different reason, because it's unhealthy to eat the food in a standing position, you sit. So, self-kastel, you see that what? That the Chachamim never insisted on Amida, for whatever reason it's going to be. They never asked of us to recite Birchas Hanenem in a position of Amida. But the name of the Baruch and Afrashas Chala is the same. That's the official answer that the Magen Avraham gives. So Rabbi Kidegla on the bottom of the page on Simchas Ches, has a one commentary on the Shulchan Aruch. So Rabbi Kidegla has a comment, it tells you to look in the Taz, in Yeridei Siman Aleph, that the Taz disagrees with the Magen Avraham. The Taz is of the opinion that it's not really a matir. If you want to eat the food, you have to be makish tumas amais, you have to be makish chala, otherwise you'd be in violation of the Yisur of Achivas Tevel. No, the Taz says that it's more than that. It's a mitzvah to be makish tumas amais, even if you're not interested in eating the food. If you have through, if you have a bread, or take a cookie, it's a mitzvah to be makish chala. Today you point out that the machloek is the Taz and the Magen Avraham. The Maharsham has a sefer on Yerideya that's called Das Torah. Now they printed the sefer Das Torah in Aruch HaNocha around 20 years ago by the Maharsham. But originally in Europe, they only had, until 20 years ago, they only had the Das Torah on Yerideya. So on Siman Aleph and Yerideya, on that Taz, he always shakes that moniker. He gives the old moniker. So this machloek is the Taz and the Magen Avraham. He shows that it's a big machlekes for Rishayim and Rashi and the Tosfos in the middle of Gittin, and he goes through all of Shas. He shows all the Rishayim are involved in the machlekes. That the hafrashas from the maisis and chala is only a matir, so you won't be in violation of Yisur Achilas Tevel, or it's a mitzvah, or it's a mitzvah. The name of the only going is quoted by the Talmidei Hagro that he held a compromise sheet that hafrashas chala is a mitzvah. And our flesh and strumas and maizis is only a matir, so it's not a mitzvah. Where in the world does that come from? That's against the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham is talking about chala. He quotes the Mishnah chala. That the Yishe Yoshebis becomes a chala of aruma. The Mishnah talks about a woman being makish chala in a seated position, saying a bracha. So the Magen Avraham says that chala is also only a matir. So the Gaon disagrees, makes a compromise. He says, our flesh and chala is a mitzvah, and strumas and maizis is a matir. Where's the marker for that? So they don't quote in the name of the Zomer Gaon. But in the Sefer Kli Chendo, on Chumash, by Rav Meir Don, is one of the Gvarim who just died 60 years ago, 65 years ago. So, in the end of Parshas Korach, when the Chumash writes all of the dinim of the Matan Skuna, so he quotes this in the name of the Talmidei Hagro, and he gives a mocha, and he gives up a pasuk in the Navi Yecheskel. But it sounds, he thinks, he gets the impression from the pasuk in Sefer Yecheskel, that the Navi is distinguishing between Chala as opposed to Chumas and Maisis, and Chumas Maisis only Amatir, whatever, those are the sheets.
No,
the Pashtun says there is no Isser, there is no prohibition to wear a four-cornered garment. You're permitted to wear a four-cornered garment without stitches. The only thing is, once you put it on, then you're obligated to put in stitches. If you don't put in the stitches, then you're about to limit. If you don't wear the garment, so you don't even become a chayiv. But I don't have a firstborn boy, my firstborn baby is a girl. So I don't have the chayiv of tikkun adam. If I have a firstborn baby boy and I don't give tikkun adam, I'm the mevatel mitzvah. I didn't do any aveira. So here also, if I don't wear a four-cornered garment, I don't become obligated at all to put on tikkun. Since I wear a four-cornered garment, I'm permitted to put it on without tikkun. But the minute I put it on, then I become obligated to put on the tikkun. And once I become obligated to put on, and I don't put on the tikkun, then I was mevatel mitzvah. He couldn't be making someone else with a bracha on challah. Why should it follow? That's a bichas anenin. That's a bichas anenin. Maybe. I don't know. A bichas anenin, the Chacham made a takana like that, that you shouldn't allow Shemei Kainan. You shouldn't allow Shemei Kainan unless they were all sitting together, they had saved them, I say, Hamoitzi, I'm fasting, I'm yayin, I don't know. Bichas Chala, I don't know if you go so far to say that it's like bichas anenin. I don't think so. I don't think we would apply those rules and regulations to our social account. But what? That's what the Taz discusses, Shkita. Yeah, the Taz is coming out with it, that's Shkita.
Yeah.
That's another thing. Rabbi Kirega points out that usually the women who are mafish chala, they say bracha, shekudushan is hasan lahafish chala mene. You say something like that, then they take out the chala and they don't say the punchline. They don't say anything. So he says, truly dinet at chala is chala b'machshove, and they have in mind when they take it out, they want this to be chala, but it's preferable that they should pronounce it with their lips to say, they should say, harei zechala l'ashem alakot. It shouldn't just be mafish and machshove. But that's another, that's what the Begin Hill of Chala points that out. And even with Manazer, that the Chala is a Chala Tmeyo, and the Chala Chutzla, and the Rebbe Begin quotes, they write it in the name of the Shiltis, who also was dealing with Chala Chutzla. Shiltis lived in Bava. He's also dealing with Chala Chutzla, and everybody's coming, he's still, they write it in the name of Shiltis still. It's preferable to say the Kriya Shem Befer, not to rely on the fact that Chala is Chabim Ashur, which is another Kriya Shem. That when they read Kriyat HaTorah, when they built the second Beis HaMikdash on Rosh Hashanah, that's not the holy temple for the high holiday. So Rosh Hashanah, as you got an aliyah, and it says, they open up the Sefer Torah, Ukitishchai Omdu come home. When they open up the Sefer Torah, everybody Omdu. So the Gemara says, Ein Amida Elo Shtika. It means everybody was silent. But some of us claim Ein Amida Elo Shtika means, in addition to meaning that they stood up, they were also quiet. But the Gemara seems to say, Pashat HaGemara Gemara is not so. The Gemara says, it doesn't mean that they stood up. But you see, you don't have to say that to Kriya Tatar. It's only the Midas Chaskidus of the Maharam Rukidot. What is it based on? What is it based on? So some say that it's based on Zeichel Amamen Hasina. At the occasion of Amamen Hasina, it says that everybody was standing. Because it was a Jewish Kinnis. Every time we read the Kriyat HaTorah, it's like a retreat. It's like a reenactment of the Amamen Hasina.
What about
the Brocha? Because
normally
the Kriyat HaTorah is in the Mount Sinai,
and you're not getting
Brocha. Does the Tzibur have to stand when the Oyel HaTorah says the Brocha? That's the Shaila, the Mishnah Berurah quotes those Achraim to say that you have to stand the Ikar Adin when you say Bochas Hashem and Lorach, that's the Bereshit of Kedusha. So he quotes that that for sure you have to stand. And others hold not so, but even for the Bochas also, there's no need to stand. The one who gets the Aliyah, he has to stand.
So when
the other Bochas is doing it again, you know, Sidebro? Good. Ashur Bochabana, I think the whole issue only is by the Bochum, because the Bochum is a Bevish of Kedusha, and we're all participating, so some Achraim say you have to stand for that. The Chabad writes in the fifth days, how do you wear the talis, either over your head or not over your head? Doesn't make a difference. Sometimes it's kisei rosh, sometimes it's kibbeh rosh. I believe we say the bracha of the hisatis, it doesn't mean the hisatis to wear it over that. So the Mishnah writes in Gimel, no. Davakav the bracha of the hisatis. The hisatis doesn't mean a tip on the head, the hisatis means kisei on the body. Again, the Mishnah says that there are other Rishonim who disagree. The Chabad said Gimel writes. The Chabad continues with this theme. A talus cotton, which doesn't have any ikuf on the head, so Mechaberite is still chayiv and tzitzis, even though there's no ikuf on the head. But he says, the tov, Mechaberite is preferable, and the second line is Kimo. It's preferable that you should do an atif on your head at the time that you say the bracha. What is that based on? So the Mishnah Berurah says, because there are those who are of the opinion, it's just cotton zayin. The last line on the first column. So they lost his nami das ha-son dinam dach ditam. So there are those who show him, namely the marach or zaruah. That's the story of Ben Yitzchok Berzerua. Ben Yitzchok Berzerua wrote a big story. That's where I think it's all from. The Marach HaZirah is a short, skinny little treasure that has started to show. The Marach HaZirah is of the opinion that the Chiyur Tzitzis Min HaTorah is only on a beged that you wear over your head, because at the time of Matan Torah, those are the types of begodim that the people wore. And the Torah says, Oslo, since I'm counting the name of the Rams, it's talking about the begodim that they wore at that time over the head. You wear a beged, not over the head. They're not chayiv and tzitzis. Even though we don't pass them like that, so the Mishnah Berurah writes, it's cut in Zion, he gives pshat in the Mechaber and says, Gimel, that we are chayshish for their opinion, so when we say the bracha, we do the atifa over the head. And maybe a bracha of Atola, according to the Marach HaZirah, we're saying a bracha of Atola because we're not fulfilling any mitzvah. But that's why, to satisfy that opinion, we do an atifa over the head. That's what the Mechaber writes. When you do an atifa with a talus cut, then you say the hisat is the truth.
You try to say
that it has to be a pretty big talus cut, otherwise there's nothing. Oh, and a hat, if I wear a four-cornered hat, it's not size and tzitzit. So you have to have a giant talus cut, and not only it covers the head in addition to the body, but if it only covers the head, then it's like a talus that the Mishnah Berurah says in the Mechaber writes, if you wear a talus just by your neck, like a lot of reform or conservative congregations, just wear the silk talus around the neck. So a scarf is not chayiv and tzitzis, even if it has four corners. A tie is not chayiv and tzitzis, it only goes around the neck. If it only goes on the head, it's also not chayiv and tzitzis, it has to go on the body. Some Mishnah Berurah has to go on the body with the head, but if it only goes on the head without the body, then the atifa is nishken atifa, then it's nothing. The Mishnah Berurah says that the common practice is that those people who wear a talus God will only say the bracha on the big talus, which they're going to do a regular itufan, and they don't say the bracha on the talus cotton. And they have in mind when they say the bracha on the talus gadol that should also cover the bracha on the talus. Yeah, that's the problem. You put the talus cotton on at home, and then you put the talus gadol on in shul, so there's a long hasaf there, but that's an hour or more. So that's the question. So some Amak said that it's only if you're going to go to shul right away. You're going to get just put on the talus cotton now and go to shul right away, soon. So it's within a reasonable amount of time. So even though the bracha of the talus gadol was said after achalas yos on the talus cotton, but it's not that much achalas yos. Within a reasonable amount of time. But it's going to be an hour later, half an hour later. Then some Gedolim insist, I think they have in the Hanhavos of the Sifla like that. They said that they're selling in the SOY, they were selling in the SOY in Cornfield. There's going to be a long half self, they said they are boxed to say a separate Brach on the Talos Cup and a separate Brach on the Talos Cup. What? No, you're always supposed to say a bracha over latiyos. Always supposed to say the bracha before you do the maisamim. So tzitzis, calls man that you continue to wear it, is always called over latiyos. You really should say the bracha before you put on the talus. But if you didn't, and you're still wearing the talus, so then the Rambam says that's still over latiyos because you continue to wear it. That's the Ramah says that. In Sif Vav, the Ramah says that I'm going to use that we say on mitzvahs on the talus gadol, on the top of page Yudalit, and we say on the side of the talus gadol, because the talus gadol has atif, and the talus gadol does not have atif. if it's a different bracha, it sounds like it's a different mitzvah. Right, right. That's how Mitzvah Rabin is talking about Tisa is not Miyakim. So how come the minig is, the Ramah quotes the minig is that we say two different brachas? So Rasul Reish, gave a whole Yartzat shir on this. This was a very fascinating shir. If I'm not mistaken, I think this may be printed in the collection of Yartzat shir. He said that the Gemara has a machloikis, what it teaches is chaybas mona or chaybas gavra. The Gemara Menachos in Perek HaTzelis has such a machloikis. What does a machloikis mean? If a person has an abakam, a person has a talis in the drawer, klei kufsa, is it chayav mitzvishnus or not? So we talk to Aloha that tzitzis is not a chayvas mona, it's not a chayvas ha-beged, just because I possess a beged in my property, as long as I'm not wearing it, I'm not mechayv. It's only a chayvas gavra, means when I wear it, then I'm mechayv. Fine, so Aloha might be shas in chayvas gavra, it's not a chayvas mona, and therefore klei kufsa are not chayav mitzvishnus. But then when you look in the Shulchan Aruch, and you look in the Beis Yosef, quotes more Rishonim, they keep on hacking that tzitzis is a chayvas mona. What are they talking about? This is chayvas mona. Since the Farish, the Gemara has these two terms, one pitted against the other, is it chayvas mona, is it chayvas gavra, they all come to the conclusion, it's not a chayvas mona, it's only chayvas gavra. So that was the theme of the Yartzeit Shir. So Rasul Reishik explained, well, for those of you who don't know, Rasul Reishik used to have Yartzeit with his father on Gimel Shvat, usually in the middle of the winter when there were snowstorms. And days are short and the nights are long. You can say shir as long as you want, but you can say shir 4 hours, 5 hours, you can give 2 hours halacha, 2 hours avodah. That was the Yartzeit Shir. It was a big event in the year. People would come from all over, from some out of town, they would fly in from some other states in order to come to the Yartzeit Shir. So every year, Rasul Reishik would pick some other topics. Most of the topics were or usually in Or HaChaim, Kiddush, Avodah, Benching, Tzitzis, Tzilin, usually things that the people would be able to understand. Once he said a shir on in Yoni Shtaris, he says, look, it's Yartzeit with his father, and he started saying things that he never learned from his father. He learned Nashim Yizik with his father. So he said a shir on Shtaris, and he saw no one knew what he was talking about. So next year he went back to Sitzis and Tzilin, and he said, people can understand it. Those are the things that he never heard from his father. So he gave a shir on this topic, that although the Gemara uses the expression Chayvas Mana, Chayvas Gavra, in one sense, the Rishon used them in a different sense. The Gemara concludes that tzitzis is a chayvas gavra, not a chayvas mana, only with respect to this din that klei kufsa are not chayav with tzitzis. But once the person wears the beged, then Rav Reishik thought that it's both a chayvas mana and a chayvas gavra. They're both correct. It's a chayvas gavra that you're doing with the shiva tzitzis, it's a mitzvah to wear tzitzis, and it's a chayvas mana in the sense any beged of dalat knafar is that you possess is chayvin tzitzis. If you're not wearing it, then the halacha says that it's not called a beged. You do not have to chalav a kampus psuscha asher techasebo. Asher techasebo is the condition. If and when you're wearing it. When you're not wearing it, it's not called a beged. It is called a beged from kabal tumah. It's called a beged for other purposes. For other purposes, it has to be beged. But in again, chayvas tzitzis, that would be my shayla, is tzitzis chayvas money, it has a shame beged even when you're not wearing it. Or should I say, no, it's only chayvas gavra, which is a misnomer of it, but it doesn't really mean it's not a chayvas mana. It means that it doesn't have a shame mana, it doesn't have a shame beggar until you wear it. But once you wear it, then it's not only chayvin tzitzis because it's a mitzvah for Levisha the tzitzis. It's a mitzvah to have tzitzis on a four-corner beggar that you wear. So Rasul Reishik thought that the both concepts were correct. And that's why the Ramah makes this compromise and says, Zos. That on a talus gadol on which you do an atifa, you recite a bracha b'hisatei b'tzitzis. On a talus gadol, when you don't do an atifa, you don't wear it over your head, just wear it on the body, then you say a different bracha al mitzvah tzitzis. What does that represent? The idea represented is that there are two different aspects to the mitzvah. Where do you get two aspects? So you show some the psukim, the two tashia, the mitzvah tzitzis appears in Bamidbar, appears in Zarim, and at one place the mashmaris apostle gives that it's a mitzvah to wear a beged with tzitzis, and the mitzvah levisha is only fulfilled if you wear it according to the Shulchan Aruch, if you wear it over your head, as well as on the body. You just wear on the body, not over the head, so that's not called atifa b'tzitzis, so then you don't fulfill the mitzvah of the chayvas gavra. But you are fulfilling the mitzvah of chayvas mana. Just like there was one opinion in the Gemara that was true, it was rejected. There was one opinion that klei kufsa chayav b'tzitzis, that if you possess a four-corner garment, you have to put tzitzis in even when you're not wearing it. So we don't accept that opinion. We pass in whatever you possess, a four-corner garment that you're wearing, then it has a shame beged. Even if you're not wearing it with an atifa, you're not really fulfilling the mitzvah of levishasti. But still, when you wear it, it's good for the shame beggars, and when I have a shame beggar, then it's chayim tzitzis mitam chayvas mona. So that's why you say a different bracha, al mitzvah tzitzis. You can't really say levishasti tzitzis if you're not doing it on tifa, if you're not wearing it over your head. That was his suggestion. And he explained a lot of dinim based on this assumption. A lot of dinim based on this assumption. No, let's say that the Yabba, the person says, all mitzvahs on the Talos Gavra, he says, his status on the Talos Kotra. So the Mishnah Berurah says, on that Ramah, in this Vav, that the Yabba would be Yaisa, because if he says, well, yeah, chillin' on the Talos, then he's not Yaisa. So he says, well, his status on all mitzvahs, but the Yabba would be Yaisa. Just made a slight error, but the Yabba would be Yaisa anyway. And if the fellow has on the Talos Kotra, and he didn't say Brach, and puts on the Talos Gavra, and says, the Brach on his status, and turns out the Talos Gavra was Kotra, it doesn't matter. He had a mind. The bracha should go on Talmud Katan also. He doesn't have to say that. Yeah, but he ever, the bracha would be good. The Mishnah Berurah and Katan Dalit quotes a discussion when you are machmed to wear the Talmud over the head, should it cover the Tzimel Shel Rosh or should it not cover the Tzimel Shel Rosh? The question being, that you want to have an atiso, but on the other hand, the Gemara comments on the pasuk in Devarim and Kitzavah, "Zlo kolam yot kishen hashem mikra'zach liyom emeka eva tzilon shebarosh." That would appear that tzilon shebarosh is supposed to be megumah. The Gemara says tzilon shayad is supposed to be v'hoy lecholiyot v'lo lacher miyot. That's the Gemara in Megillah on the Mishnah. The Gemara says the Mishnah says you're not supposed to put the tzilon on top of the shirt. It's a din of chatzis, and the source for that is that pasuk v'hoy lecholiyot. So it should not be placed on top of the shirt. The tzimul shel yad should be mechuzah, but tzimul shel rosh is supposed to be mitzvah. You might make that conscious. The tzimul shel rosh is supposed to be mitzvah, a guy's going to put the talus over his tzimul, so he's covering up the tzimul. That's why the quote from the Arizal that he wouldn't cover over the talus. It wouldn't cover the talus over the tzimul, he had to go in front of the tzimul. One of the people from the neighborhood told me, I think when the boys bought that, I think the Knights were rough. It's one of the Rabbanim, I'm not sure which one. One of the Rabbanim had an old, worn-out talus. He used to wear the talus over the tzimun. It had a big hole where the tzimun showed up. It had a big hole, and the tzimun stuck through the talus. So the Talmidim was all worn-out, so the boys wanted to buy him a present, so they bought him a brand-new talus. So they wanted to know whether they asked him whether he wants to make the hole himself. Or they should make the hole. It's about yours in the shlucha. So he said, no, the hole happened by day. You don't make the hole in the top. The hole happened by day. You put the talus up and it's filling all the time. So after 25 years, they made a hole. Don't make any hole in the top. No, it's not done b'shita. If you want the tefillin to be in the gula, so you don't, so you put the talus up here. So here, you don't put the talus over the tefillin and make a hole in the top. And what kind of such a practice that the people would wear the talus over the tefillin, but not by Kriyas Shema Shemayin Esrei. For Kriyas Shema Shemayin Esrei, they would uncover the tefillin Shel Rosh, because the ikur zman, when you want to have the tefillin on, is b'shas Kriyas Shema and Tefillin. If you want to have the tefillin in a proper form, namely the tefillin Shel Rosh should be Megillah. So they would bedavke, remove the atifa b'shas Kriyas Shema, or b'shas Tefillin. Rav Soloveitchik said he remembered his grandfather Rav Chaim used to have the practice of removing the talus from his head when he was about to recite Kriya Shema. He was about to remove it. Why? He said he thought the Markai had this practice also in the name of the Bala Yatesis. And he says because you want to have the Tzon Shal Rosh Megula Bishas Kriya Shema or Bishas Shema Nesrei. But Rav Soloveitchik said his grandfather Rav Chaim only did it by Krishna, not by Shema Nesrei. So he thought the reason for his grandfather was a different time, totally unrelated to tefillin. That even on Shabbos, he said his grandfather did like that. His grandfather would do like that. He would take off the talus, he wouldn't have an atisa b'shas kriyas shema. Why? Because the Mishnah says in Brachos, in the first passage, there's a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Nisiro. What position should a person be in when he recites Kriya Shema? So Beis Shammai said, Be'erev, in the evening, Kol Adam Yakta Be'ikra, you should lean over and recite Kriya Shema. Or Ba'boker, you have to recite Kriya Shema in a position upon Dikr, because it says, B'shach B'chav K'necho. If not, you have to say Kriya Shema in a reclining position. In the morning, in the daytime, you have to say Kriya Shema B'chav in the standing position. If you still disagree with Beis Shammai's opinion, they say no. Shach B'chav means B'zman Shemini Adam Shachman or B'zman Shemini Adam Omdim. But it has nothing to do with the position. It says, man, it has nothing to do with the position the person should be in when he recites Kriya Shema. Adirab, it says, B'lech Tuch HaBaderech, and that's how it complies, Kol Adam Kori Kidarka. What's it been in general when there's Machlekes B'Shamayim B'Sol, if somebody wants to be Machma like B'Shamayim? So the Gemara says in the end of the Achiz, that there was another Machlekes B'Shamayim B'Sol. There's a person ate a meal with bread and he has to recite Birchat HaMazon. It's preferable to recite Birchat HaMazon bin Komo. What if he forgot and he went away, he went somewhere else? So do we require that he should come back to the first place and recite Birchat HaMazon? Or do we say no? If he forgot and he left, so he can say, yeah, but he can recite the Birchat HaMazon where he is. So the Shammai insists he has to come back, and the Silva says that he can say the Birchat HaMazon where he is. There's more tells a story that two Talmidim ate sandwiches. They forgot the bench and they left. So one of them came back to bench Birchat HaMazon where he ate to be machmir for the Beis Shammai Shita, and he found an iron key. He found a wallet full of golden coins and he kept it. He didn't give it back to him and he kept it. He got rich. And the other guy who wasn't machmir was devoured by a lion. No? That's a gemara. Achlei Aryeh. He was eaten up by a lion. What's the moral of this story? To be this chassidus to be machmir like the Beis Shammai. So what if you want to be machmir like the Beis Shammai? You want to say Kriya Shema in the morning standing up, and in the evening you want to say Kriya Shema reclining. So the Mishnah in the first service in Brachos records that Rav Tarkum once did that, and the other time I said, "Kedai ha'isa v'yatsmecha, v'ocha v'yatsmecha." You deserve the death penalty. You're not allowed to do that. What mean you're not allowed to do? So the Rishon is Kekasha, Taisus, and the Rosh has Kekasha. Why are you not allowed to do? The Gemara says in the end of Brachos, I'm the Rabbi, it's Amidim of Beitulo. A machmir like the Beis Shammai, they'll find the Aniki show the Hoven. They'll find a lot of money. If they won't be machmir, they may suffer the consequences of being devoured by a lion. So why does the Mishnah here get so angry at that person? Maybe he wants to find some money. Maybe he wants to suffer this to be machmir like the Beis Shammai. So these are the answers I give it to this Kasha. The Rav then she said, no, the Kasha is Mishkin Kasha. He said that they still hold that the lech v'chobaderach means korodim korik yedarka. That's exactly what the pasuk says, that they're not allowed to do like the Shammai. They still hold the pshat in the pasuk, not just that they still hold, you don't have to recline in the evening, you don't have to stand up. The pasuk says you're not allowed to recline, you're not allowed to stand up, you're not allowed to do anything different. You're not permitted to go out of your way to do anything different to recite Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema has to be recited, kabogat amach hashmaim has to be in all ways of life. The Catholics have such an attitude. When you're in church, you do the mitzvahs. You do your seven sacraments only in the church. When you're out of the church, you can do whatever you want. The mitzvahs are not binding in chutzlah, but only in the church. And by us it's not so. We have kabbalah v'macha shemaim all day long. Tishach v'chol kamecha, kol adam kori kedarka. You're not allowed to go out of your way to recite Kriya Shema in a different position. In a standing position, in a reclining position. So that's what Absalachik thought. Was the reason for his, I don't know if he thought, I heard it from Achaim. He said he saw the practice, I think this is his own interpretation though, that Kol Adam Kori Kedarka means that you're forbidden to do a tefillah on the occasion of reciting Kriya Shema, because normally people do not walk around with a talus over their heads. So therefore, if we had the talus over your head, the dafka for the Zman Kriya Shema might be in his, that was his understanding. No? A different minhagim. A different minhagim in the Achaim. Shulchan Aruch writes in Sif Dalet that the proper practice is that the tzitzis should be shtayim lefana v'shtayim li'achrav, that it should be mitzvos v'mitzvos. It says later on in the Shulchan Aruch that when one is about to recite Kriya Shema, the meaning is that we grab hold of the two tzitzis in front of us and we hold them together so that when we recite the third parash of Shema, we can look at this tzitzis. So the Rambam Gaon points out there that in the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber was careful to write that you only hold on to the front two tzitzis. It doesn't say you hold on to all the four tzitzis. When they say that, you all held on to the front of the tzitzis, because of the Shulchan Aruch here, Sif Dalet, that says that you should have two lefanav or two le'achrav, in order that the person should be mesubah with mitzvah. The Taz even has a shayla over here, What if you have, let's say, an Arbor Council, you want to have the sittas out? That's a discussion that the Mishnah Berurah has later. Should the talis cotton be under the begadim, or should the talis cotton be over the begadim? The Mechaber writes in Sifri Dalas on page 28, he commits his talis cotton alone, so al begadav. You should wear the talis cotton on top of your shirt. Today should tell me the array who is kamitzin. That's what it says in the Mechaber. You should wear the talis cotton on top. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avraham that the Arizal is quoted in Kishir Ari, is quoted as saying, Afi Kabbalah, that you should wear the talus cotton under the garden, not over the garden. Afi Kabbalah should not like the Mechaber, you should wear it under the garden. So where does that leave you regarding the Chutirat Tzitzit? So the Magen Avraham says, the Arizal is not going to disagree with what it says in Shulchan Aruch, that you should see the Tzitzit. You know, there's no reason to see that. You don't have to look at my yellow Arbor Compass. But the tzitzit you do have to look at. I have to look at the tzitzit. So the beged you should wear under the shirt. But the tzitzit should be sticking out. That's what the Magen Avraham says. And Rabbi Vagi Yosei has the same as Tshuva, where he quotes all of his Tzadish Achayim, who say, not so, that the Arizal said, Api Kabbalah, you're not allowed to have the talus cotton exposed, neither the beged nor the tzitzit, and the Rabbi Shalom should forgive all of the Ashkenazim who violate this. Really, it's Easter of Kabbalah of having the tzitzit hanging out. We gave a prayer for Achenu Ashkenazim that the Rabban Shalom Shoel Emori, God should forgive the Ashkenazim who followed the Mishnah Berurah, the Magen Avraham, for where the tzitzit hanging out. But that's what the Mishnah Berurah, that's what the meaning was. The meaning by the Ashkenazim clearly was, we hope that God is going to forgive them, but the meaning by the Ashkenazim clearly is that we had the beged of Babakan is under the beged, and the tzitzit out. So the Taz writes that many people have the practice that they wear the two chutiyat tzitzit out together on the right side and two chutiyat tzitzit out on the left side. So he raises an objection that the Mechaber wrote on page 26 in Sif Dalet, you have to have Shtayim Lefanav Shtav Leachos to be Mesubah of the Mitzvah. So where is the Mesubah of the Mitzvah? You should have one tzitzit here, one tzitzit there, one tzitzit there, one tzitzit there. You have two over here, two over here. Starts up Mesubah of the Mitzvah. So the Taz says, Mishgah Shalach, that's also called Mesubah of the Mitzvah. You have two over here, two over there. That's good enough. It doesn't have to be everything separate. But if you're going to hold for tzitzis, for Kriyashma, you're going to hold together all the four in the front, so then the Gomer Gaon claims that is a violation of this din on Mesubah of the Mitzvah. So he claims the Mechaber was careful to write the minhag that you only hold together the two in the front, and you don't hold together the two in the back. You leave the two in the back in order to be Mesubah of the Mitzvah. Of course, the bracha is supposed to be recited over Lasi also. Which means there are two things. The bracha should not be recited in Mishnah Berurah. There's a lot of people that say the bracha when the talis is still folded up and the talis are tied. So that's over the over. It's way in advance. But that's not proper. The Mishnah Berurah stresses the bracha should be recited as the person is about to put on the talis. What does that mean? So many people have the practice to hold the talis in front of them to recite the bracha and recite the tzitzit, and then they put it in the back and then they put it over. And Rav Soloveitchik thought that that was also over the over. He thought that the more correct practice is to hold the talis behind your head as you're about to put the talis over your body, then you recite the bracha. The Shagasai has a discussion of this, that some people have the practice of doing the atifa first and then reciting the bracha before they straighten out the talis. So they're not going to daven with the funny form of the atifa, with the whole talis all twisted over the left shoulder. So they did the atifa first, and then as they would be taking apart the whole atifa, they would say the bracha before they're going to put the talis on, and the way they're going to continue to wear it. So there's Shagasari and Mitzvah. The Shagasari actually thinks that that's not correct. That's Lacharatios. The whole reason why you do the atifa is to satisfy those opinions of the Marach or Zaruah, that the atifa is the correct way to fulfill the mitzvah. So you want to say the bracha over Lafayot before you're about to perform the mitzvah in the more correct, in the most correct fashion. So you shouldn't say the bracha over the Eivah when the talis is still in the talis. You shouldn't say the bracha over Lafayot after you've already done the atifa. The more correct practice is to recite the bracha immediately prior to performing the mitzvah. That's called over Lafayot. How exactly do you do the atifa? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Achrayim that you have the talis pulled down over your head up until the bottom of the nose. That's the way many Ashkenazim do. In the Svadish it talks in, they write that that doesn't make any sense. That's the Ike Mitzvah Tzitzis, that according to the Ma'arach HaZeruah, that's the only time the Chayvin Tzitzis is when you wear a beggar that covers over your right till the bottom of your nose. How's the guy going to see what he's doing in the street? who wears a beggar like that that covers over his eyes? That's what Rav Avadia says, quotes all of these Svadish Achenim, who say that that's not the correct form of Atit. That's interesting, the Nin Katsha has a sefer on Arachayim called the Yuki Arachayim. So he writes, even though he was clearly not a Sfardi, he writes that he thinks over here the Sfardi in my right. Got to say the truth, he says he thinks the Sfardi in my right, and that was his practice. And that's why there are many Ashkenazim who follow that practice of the Sfardi Shikarsim, that they don't do the way the Mishnah goes, that Atifa down to the nose, down to hot teeth. That's not a normal leg wearing a beggar, and say that's the beggar I thought about there, that's the normal beggar. A piece of me, but it hangs over a little bit, still over here, till the eyebrows. It hangs over the head, till the eyebrows. You don't cover over your eyes, it's not a normal way to wear a beggar. Shohanah quotes a din that's written in a little bit misleading fashion. It says, hey, on page 26, and the Mishnah Berurah points it out. Mashma for the Mechaber means like this, but it's not really correct. The Mishnah Berurah yudalit. What he really meant to say was that if several people are putting on shnayim or shlosh and misatz and mitalis, ki achas, mitam achas, two or three people are putting on the talisim at the same time, so it's more correct that one should recite the bracha and moisi the others rather than have each one recite his own bracha because of the principle of the Rezvam Hadras Melech. The practice is not as it's simply not so. So the question is, why not? So the Mishnah Berurah says the Efshah, the end of his cotton is gimel. The Efshah Mishum, Shein HaKol Bikim, his Kabin Lotus of Ahaiti. You have to have Kavanah Lotus, you have to have Kavanah Lotus. Maybe today people are not so medactic about this, so that's why we have chosen to have the practice that everybody says is own brachas. But basically, the more correct practice is that one person should recite the brach on behalf of all. So the Mishnah Berurah, his cotton, Yudala has the following prima godin. Yes, the question. Let's say everybody just bought a brand new talis, and they're so excited they want to say Sheikh Yano. In addition to the bracha, they want to say Sheikh Yano also. So would you recommend, our practice is that we never do like that, we rarely do like that. Like Kiddush, I'm done, we have one person say the bracha, the other listen. I should not have a place, and from the beginning we rely on Shemekhan, but most often we don't rely on Shemekhan, we're afraid we're not going to have the Kavanah Lotus with the Kavanah Lotus, people don't pay attention to each other. There's a lack of communication, there's not Kavanah Lotus, there's not Kavanah Lotus, everybody talks and no one listens. There's a medrash that says that Rav Shon gave us two ears and one mouth because we're supposed to listen twice as much as we're supposed to speak. So most people are not, so most people talk more than they listen, they don't have the Chush HaShmir. Chayrish is Allah Bada. The person who came here with someone else has to say is considered Allah Bada, something lacking in his personality. Anyway, we all lack that. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. We all lack the Chush HaShmir today. So the Mishnah Berurah has the Shaila. Let's say when you have Shani Kittikunim, and you're going to have one person say the bracha to connect to everybody else, what about the Sheikh Yonu? Would you also allow one person to recite the bracha on behalf of all the others or not? He quotes the Prima Godin that that's not correct. Kam Anashim Konu Taveifim Chadoshim. And they all want to say Sheikh Yonu. True that one can be made to the others with the bracha of the Hisateif. Avodicha Sheikh Yonu Kalechav Yivarech Diyatzno. It's the top line on page Yudalit in the Mishnah Berurah. He quotes this Prima Godin, everybody should say his own Sheikh Yonu. What's that? This? Why can't you say Sheikh Yonu to be made to somebody else? Based on a Rambam, the Rambam says that you can't say Sheikh Yonu to somebody else. The Pashtus says that they're doing it in a different case. Pashtus is a different case. I thought it's a very schwer Prima Godin. Sounds to me to be a very schwer Chiddush. I have to check to see what later Achrenim have to say about this. I thought it was very schwer. The Rambam is talking in a different case. If I'm doing a mitzvah for somebody else and he's not here, I don't say Sheikh Yonah for him. But if we all have to say Sheikh Yonah, why shouldn't you allow Shemei Kainan and Sheikh Yonah? I don't know. Then the Mishnah Berurah, the end of his cotton Dalit, quotes a little bit from the Magen Avraham, that there were two Gemaras in Kiddushin about Atifa. One Gemara says, both in the first text of Kiddushin, one Gemara says that only a Talmid Chacham has Atifa. One is not a Talmid Chacham, doesn't have Atifa. The other Gemara says that only a married person has Atifa. A single person doesn't have Atifa. So the Magen Avraham says that that's the meaning, that was the meaning in Europe, that to wear the talis over the head was only the married Talmid Chachamim. A single Talmud Chacham or married Balabas would not wear the talus over there. And other Machayim disagree, and they say nothing to do with Shikris. The Gemara in Kedushin is not talking about Shikris, they're talking about whatever Malbushin they wore. After they got married, they wore different color clothing. And Talmud Chacham wore different kinds. They wore a Seder. But when they davened, they had a Tifa. So why shouldn't the single Amiharis also wear a talus with that Tifa? What have you got to do with the Gemara? We're talking about a Seder, and this is talking about talus. So that's a question in Machayim. They're different in heaven. Many had the practice not to give smicha to a single person. They only give smicha to a married person. It's based on a Rashi in the first Perek in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says that Rav Meir got smicha twice. The first time he got smicha, it wasn't accepted, and then they had to give him smicha a second time. The Rashi comments on the Gemara, why is it like kibbutz? How come the smicha wasn't accepted? The Rashi says, because it was a bachur. So in Yiddish, the word bachur means a single person who's not yet married. So some understood the Rashi to mean it was a bachur in the sense of the connotation that it has in the Yiddish usage. That he was single. You're not supposed to give smicha to a single person. Achayim says Pashashat means that he was very young. Rashi didn't speak Yiddish. So when Rashi said bachur, he probably didn't mean a bachur in the sense that he was single. Then he was too young. He was 15 years old and he gave smicha, so the people thought it was a little strange. So he waited until he was 18 years old and gave smicha again, and then they thought that it made more sense. But that's the meaning by many, that they don't give smicha to a single guy. So if a single guy finished your day and he asked for smicha, so they do it still do like this by the chassidim. They write into the smicha, that parasidra ratio. We give him the smicha, it should take effect if and when he gets married. That's the expression the Gemara has. They only wear the sudra on the head after they got married. So they're writing to the smicha. And the chassidish smicha, they still write like that today. If a single guy is getting smicha, so they write the smicha only takes effect if and when he gets married. The sixth question, the chavar writes, you have to have kavana, the shas doing the mitzvah, not only kavana lotzeis, but you have to have kavana for the tama mitzvah. Shesivana ha-kadosh baruch hu v'sat ha-bishvitzik zeshinishka kol mitzvah la-soysam. Of course it says in the pasuk like that. Laman Tiztiru. So it says Laman Tiztiru. So the Mishnah Berurah Sikhat Yutat points out that there are another two mitzvahs like this, Sukkah and Tzilin, where the Torah says Laman Tiztiru and the Sikhat Laman Yavidere Sechat. The Torah Sikhat itself says the Tam HaMitzvah. So whenever the Torah gives you the Tam HaMitzvah, so the Shulchan Aruch holds that the proper thing is that one has to be Mechaben for the Tam HaMitzvah. The question is, what if you did the mitzvah and you did not have Kavanah for the Tam HaMitzvah? If he did the mitzvah, he didn't have kavanah lotzeis, that's a machlokes hatanaim, and a machlokes amarayim, and a machlokes harishayim, where you have to perform the mitzvah again, where the mitzvah is tichas kavanah, and the same tichas kavanah. That's later, in the middle of Hilchos Kriyashma. But he was talking a different shayla. He had kavanah lotzeis, but he didn't have kavanah for the tama mitzvah, which he's supposed to have in these three specific mitzvahs, because the Torah specifies what the tama is. The Mishnah Berurah concludes that he can't really, because the Pindavadim, the Raghuram, the Elof Tamid, it can't really accept the idea that you're not Yer to B'riyah. But the Bach wants to say that you're not Yer to B'riyah, he doesn't tell you that. The Shnevur doesn't want to quote that Bach. He's Machri against him. But there are a group of Acharim who follow the Bach. They want to say whenever the Torah gives you a mitzvah and it gives you the reason explicitly next to the mitzvah, so what's implied is that if you don't have Kavanah for the Tama mitzvah, then you're just not Yer to the mitzvah. So the Shnevur thinks that that's too much. He keeps on insisting in Sikotin Yutzef that the Yevet one would be Yetu without Kavanah Sama Mitzvah. Yutzef, it says in Mechaber, you should check the Chutiyat to make sure that they're not ripped, even though I know that yesterday they were checked already, you should check again today, in order that you shouldn't be saying a Brachal of Atoma. Here's the famous Kasha, what is the only word about Brachal of Atoma? Isn't there a din? The Gemara has in the first parak in Shachem Andav Dalit. The Gemara says the topic, if I rent an apartment from a person, from a Jewish person, on Erev Pesach, and he was the landlord, was supposed to have done the Bidikas Chametz last night on Leil Bidikah. Do I have the right to assume that he did the Bidikas Chametz, or do I have to be Bidik again? So the Gemara says, what's the Shaila? Call up the landlord and ask him. Night after meeting the Shaila, ask him if he did the Bidikas Chametz. What's the Shaila? The Gemara says, talk my skin, and the landlord is not here, there's no telephone, and we have no way to get in touch with him. Do you have the right to assume that the role is that he followed the din, that he did the Bidikas Chametz? Or do you not have the right to assume like that? So why did the Gemara say, if the landlord is here, why don't you ask him? I want to know, do I have to ask him? Do I have to spend the 10 minutes to call him up on the phone or to go to his home and ask him whether he did the Bidikas Chametz or not? If you have the right to assume, so you don't have to ask him. So the Rishon Daran, I'm not Gemara, I'm a Rish. The Ram says, you see from the Gemara, that even though you have a Ruvi Beloisa Kamo, you have a Chazoka that the situation is XYZ, but Kalhecha Diyot, Ito Lemuzda, Patinon, Vabay Samchinon HaChazoka, Vabay Samchinon HaRuvi. You shouldn't rely on a Ruvi HaChazoka if you can easily be Mevara what the fact of the case are. So that's what the Mefershim ask on the Shulchan Aruch. Why does the Mechaber write in Siftet? The reason why you have to check the Chutiyat Sittin to make sure that they're not ripped is because you don't want to say Dachal Vatolah. Let him say for different reasons. That you want to make sure that you're not in violation of the Mitzvah. You got to have Dachal Vatolah. You want to make sure that the Sittin are cautious, the Sittin are thoughtful, so you're Mevatolah and Mitzvah Sittin. So there's a whole bit of a tshuva on this. The lady has a tshuva, and the Shemburi calls the Akhoinim who discusses. It depends what Chutiyat Tzitzis. The Shemburi says because the Chutiyat Tzitzis usually do get torn. When you walk with your talis, talis cotton is not the same. When you walk with a talis, usually the Tzitzis will get caught in a chair, get caught in a hook on a table or something like that. So very often the Chutiyat Tzitzis get torn. So this is a Hazaka which is Omedes Lihishtanet. The true chazaka, how medes lishtanis is a valid chazaka. Chazaka, I see lishtanis is a valid chazaka, but still, still one should always be bedik as much as possible. So that's the question: what if you have stronger chutei tzitzis? They're able to make this stuff. Some chutei tzitzis are better than others. Some are very strong and they would really rip, and some are so strong that they're always going to rip. So sometimes you have to check medina. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, on Sunday I won't be able to give a shiur, I'll be out of town, but the next on Monday we'll continue with I'm in my office.